Blog Talk Radio.
They all come along like they all to Yahshua. They all come along like they all to Elohim. They all come along like they all to Yahshua, my Savior. Elohim, like Big Bruh, come along.
Fatherhood, where we are trying to make sure that we're doing things to help people to be better as fathers and concentrating on fathers, even in the Black community. So we thank you for helping us. We thank you every donation that you give, every minute that you listen, all that good stuff. It goes towards helping us to be better and greater for our community. I am excited today also, too, because I am here to actually have the first guest on this show. We've had guests on other episodes and or other shows that I'm part of, but for the first time on this show, we have a guest. Some of you know him from TikTok, other you might know him from other places. You know, he's been doing great things in the community, and we'll get into some of that. I'm not going to give the whole long introduction because we could do a whole show just doing that, but I'm excited to have my brother on here joining us, Brother King. Know him, if you know him from TikTok, which is where I learned about him and have, you know, become friends with him even, through some things going on behind the scenes with Brother T. Nathan Lopez is in the house. How are you doing, sir?
What's up? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, hear you fine, loud and clear.
What's up? Thank you. I am highly favored that you invited me to co-host with you today. And, yeah, let's get it.
Yeah. So I'm excited. So many different issues that have happened just, what, I guess since Thursday, right? 2 days ago?
Yeah, the last 72 hours.
Yeah, right. I heard our brother actually into a live by our brother iSpeak, doing some great things on TikTok as well, and was listening to him talk about different things. So we'll get into those things in a second, but just a reminder real quick, once again, you are on Kofi Speaks on NSF Radio. We're excited. We got our guest T. Nathan on here. And by the way, because, hey, when you invite everybody, you can get some haters and stuff on here as well. I will let you know that I am not here to talk about anything as far as negative things from either one of our paths today. So if that's what you're coming on here for, you can go ahead and look it up. We both talked about our paths enough in the past for you to know what's going on. So just to let that be known, Keenan, I'm just letting them know now that's not a topic of conversation.
Yeah.
I think that all of us have made up for our mistakes as much as we've made in the past. So we can move from that. But yeah, so we thank you.
We can discuss it in another forum.
Yeah, exactly.
So we can discuss it in another forum if you would like.
Exactly. And it doesn't take away from anything that we're going to be giving you, which is just going to be straight up facts, you know, all day, every day. So, but I'm going to go ahead and kind of do a little bit of interview. And then after that, I just kind of want to, you know, converse and talk to my brother. So you guys really just going to be listening to a conversation. As a reminder, if you're tuning in through the stream, make sure that if you have questions, you can put them in through the chat. So I had also asked for some of you to put your questions, if you had them, on some of the TikTok videos. So if I didn't see them through there, or if I don't see them in the chat, I won't be able to see them. However, I do see some numbers on here. If you just hold on for a little bit for us, I will answer your calls. Some of you might just be calling to listen in. If you are, you don't have to answer when I say hello, but you know, feel free to call in if you would like. And the number you can dial in is 516-418-5805. Once again, that's 516-418-5805. I see a couple people streaming. I see a 575 number, 702-864. We see you on here. So like I said, just give us a little bit of time, and I promise that we will try to get to as many questions as possible. Thank you so much for being on with us today. Once again, you're on Kofi Speaks on NSF Radio. So I'm going to go ahead and get into it real quick and get out the way so we can let our brother talk some, because that's why we have him here, not to listen to me again. You know, if you don't mind, because I've actually studied a lot about you, because I'm impressed a lot about what you've done as far as helping the community. You know, that's where my heart is more than anything else. And so when I see brothers and sisters out here doing what you're doing, I'm always amazed by it. So would you mind maybe just kind of giving us a little bit of detail as far as, I don't know how deep, you don't deep you want to go, it's up to you, but maybe as far as what got you interested in the fight, you know, and also about when did you even start, you know, as far as community activism, on whatever level you'd like to start with?
I think we can go back as far as college, when I first had my brush with activism.
Oh, wow, okay.
And I come from a family. I think I've talked about it, that I come from a family that was actively involved in the civil rights movement, two generations before me. My mother and father, my grandfather and grandmother. So they inspired me. My aunt, who Rosa Parks, she knew Rosa Parks. I mean, I have pictures with Rosa Parks and talked to her. And that was inspirational, to hear the background stories of the civil rights movement that didn't get put in books. And to understand that I come from a family that both my mother and grandmother were educators. And so it wasn't that I was given an education that was, how should we say, whitewashed, because I would always get home and get the other part of the story. So that inspiration was, it was always there. So college, I would say college, the Ayers decision at Jackson State, and women's rights issues, that at first I will admit, because we're not all born woke, I keep telling people that if that, don't use that as the excuse for why you're not acting now, because I remember, and I've told people that know me, that I first got involved in activism in college. I was actually on the wrong side of the abortion issue. And my mother had to get me straight on that. But yeah, it runs deep in our family. It's run deep. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's actually interesting what you talk about because, you know, I'm a pastor, so the abortion issue was something to where I, for the longest time, I didn't even know what to say. I just kind of kept my mouth shut because I knew, you know, because you get, you know, a lot of, I'll be honest, you know, you got to be honest about it. A lot of people don't want to be honest about the religiosity of things. Like, you know, there's a lot of us that are just straight up hitting people upside the head rather than actually kind of, you know, having conversation. So it always was weird to me that I would see people out there literally sometimes attacking people, you know, and saying it was in the name of Jesus or whatever, you know. So I kind of started off on the wrong. I never was public with it, but I myself must admit, you know, that I started off on the wrong side of things as well. I just never really was brave enough to voice them, honestly. I just always felt there was something weird about the way we voiced them, and you know, I'm kind of glad I didn't, because I probably would have had some very some very like jealous type things that we would talk about. But so with all that being said, one of the things that goes on too, I think, that we have to remind people, you know, when we talk about our past and not being perfect and things like that. I kind of, you know, you are a very honest brother and a very honest cat. So when you see, because we speak against it, obviously, when we see people saying a lot of wrong things, a lot of bad things, a lot of things that don't make sense. At the same time, though, when we take time out to when we take time out to speak against these brothers and sisters, we also understand that people can change. So like you said, you know, you start woke. What is something that you would say to some of the people out there when we're discussing things and they're getting so frustrated and they tell us, you know, don't talk to these people at all, or why try to teach them or whatever? What would you say to people who say that, who kind of want us to just kind of dismiss people altogether or think we should have zero patience for, you know, for these things at all? What's your mindset on it?
My mindset is that you have to find out who you are first, and before you can judge or interact with other people. Like I tell you, like I say, it's one thing to not be born woke, but it is also another mm-hmm. thing to choose actions and activities that endanger our community purposely.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to differentiate between those. It's one thing to have somebody who is misled, and then it's another thing to notice somebody who has chose to path they're on. And you have to know the difference, and you have to learn the difference, and you learn that difference by first learning who you are, and then your spirit will either resonate or not resonate with the issue you are addressing, and then you address it accordingly. There is not that it's some people have this blanket way of dealing with things, and it's not that issue, that way isn't right sometimes, but you must make sure that situation calls for your reaction at that time. So dismissing people, there's some people that we have to dismiss, do not get me wrong, but it's about mm-hmm. knowing why the people are there and how to proceed from that point. Because I think we have that conversation when I deal with conscientious ignorance, or when you make it that effort to be where you are, and I won't use my favorite term on your talk show. But
oh, by the way, I'm sorry. By the way, about that, feel free to. I mean, you. I don't. This program is not a quote unquote. You know, I don't have a problem. I don't curse with anything, but I don't have a problem anybody being who they are. So feel free to express yourself.
Yeah. No, I don't want to curse. I just want to call him a rocket raccoon. But you understand that in that effort, that we have to be careful. We have to be careful to say, this is who we are, but I see you for who you are. You know, some people get in that effort. I hear people, because when you've been hurt, you have a tendency to view people that even are trying to help you as trying to hurt you. And sometimes the trauma in marginalized communities runs deep, and we have to be careful mm-hmm. not to respond to that trauma in a manner that is counterproductive to our spirit and our journey through life. So we have to be careful of how we interact that way.
Yeah, that's very true. And by the way, I've had to learn from people like you, even you know, from afar. You know, as far as the blocking people, for example, right? Because I was somebody like you know already. I had to start a whole second TikTok page. You know, it's finally starting to pick back up again a little bit. I had to start another page because I wasn't blocking people, so it actually hurt me in the long run because I had people that were coming by and basically, you know, making it a point to, you know, just down everything, make everything look bad, and even where, you know, saying, you know, you have those, what do you call them, not just trolls, but, you know, those fake accounts, basically, that people use to try and do things against you. So I learned the hard way that I should have been doing it. You know, I felt maybe I should, but I was like, well, let me try and be open, this and that. And I had to learn, you know, like you're saying, sometimes you have to make sure you go with that. You have to go with that instinct sometimes. You got to be honest and real with these people as well. So, you know, and by the way, thank you for everybody who's listening in. You're on Kofi Speaks on NSF Radio. I see you out there. I see you 575-702-864-832. I see you guys waiting. Just give us a little bit more time, and I promise you we will open up the lines. Also, those of you who are going to use the chat who are on the stream, feel free to use the chat. We can read what you're saying, and we will use those questions as well. So take the opportunity to. Thank you for holding. Thank you for listening in. But, yeah, so before we get to some of the heavier stuff, one of the things that I often get asked, and I look at others who are a little more successful than this, so I never really get a chance to ask you guys this, but now that I have somebody, when you're dealing, you got a balance, per se, and, you know, everybody has a different perspective on this, but you've got a balance, per se, when it comes to different things. I mean, like I said, I know of your work in different areas. I've seen you in Chicago. I've seen you in Mississippi. I've seen you in D.C. area. I've seen you in New York. So you're known on those platforms. Physically, you're also known on many different social media platforms. And when you're balancing these things, you've got to balance time out in so many different ways, right? Like you and I were both fathers.
Sure.
You know, you got to balance things out as far as, you're dealing with being a spouse, you're dealing with children, you're dealing with, now you're dealing with people who not only are coming against you, but let's be honest, there also are a heavy, there's a heavy dosage of people who are coming on and they themselves are, they're listening to us even for direction at times, if we be honest. You've also got to take personal time, which I sometimes am not the greatest at, to where I literally just have to sometimes disappear for a couple of days because I just can't take it anymore, and then I come back. But, like, you know, we all deal with it in different ways. So what are some things, because I get asked by other people all the time who are coming up, hey, how do you grow so fast? How do you handle this? How do you do that? What are some things that you would tell some people that are out there helping out in the community, but also, are trying to do anything on TikTok, or even if you want to just focus on or in the fight, you know, whether they want to be allies, accomplices, kinfolk, maybe kinfolk, you know, whatever. How do we balance all those things as far as coming from your perspective?
First, don't pay attention to what I do because, that's a bad. I'm lousy at giving advice in that area because of the fact that I'm an insomniac. I have been an insomniac since college. There's one of the things I sleep. You can tell. I tell people I will reach over and grab my phone and call somebody, not realizing that it's 3 o'clock in the morning. And it's for me, it's because I don't treat this as it's purely a physical battle. I don't treat it as it's purely a intellectual discourse that we can have. I don't treat it as an emotional battle. It's a combination of all of that for me. It's a spiritual with the spirit, because for my case, I understand that, you know, the ancestors have put me here to do what I do. So I allow that guidance to guide me in what I do. Now, the ancestors can be demanding. They can be demanding.
I hear you.
But you to find that balance, I think it's an individual question. For me, it's just different than for the other people. Yes, you must take time off. You must keep your spirit recharged and all that. But the work I do recharges my spirit. You know, if it's when I don't do something that I feel the drain. When I'm on the go, when I'm in Chicago, I'm planning to go to Louisville. I would have been in Portland if it wasn't for COVID. But if it's going and I'm doing the right thing, it seems like the ancestors, they sustain me. So there is that. Now, there are also those that I say you must understand that I watch a lot of young people and I see a lot of young people out here. And my thing is, we should not be counting on 17 and 19-year-olds to save us. You know, we have to step up to the bat and say, hey, you can barely use your sword yet. And if we're not training you and teaching you and working with you, you're going to hurt yourself with that sword. And that's going to be nobody's fault but our my parents didn't let me go to a rally. You know what I mean? They went to the rally on our behalf. And I'm sitting back and I'm watching that I'm watching this massive social upheaval. We're watching the Black Lives Matter movement. We're watching the intersectionality of a lot of movements come together. And I'm watching the fact that parents are sitting at home on their couch and their children are out here fighting this battle, standing up against police brutality, fighting for the rights that they have to express as LGBTQ individuals. And they're sitting at home. And I'm telling you that that is unacceptable, because if your energy level is so low that you have to allow your children to save you, you don't deserve children. So, yeah, I know. It's a harsh edict. But it's like, for me, like, there's several questions. Like my brother Lloyd, I tell him there's several issues that I'm not equipped to deal with in a manner that is probably acceptable for other people, because I believe, like, the acceptable thing has been getting us killed. So us as individuals need to find that connection that keeps us energized. I'm not telling you not to rest and not to do those things, but for me personally, my thing is I'll rest when I'm with the ancestors. Right now, they require some of us to take the mantle and to do the things we do to give cover to those who are still coming up or still learning to break the mental, emotional, and spiritual chains of oppression. And it's our job to carry that weight until such time as you can distribute it with those who truly understand that we cannot continue to fight these battles in the manner that we have always fought them, because we're still getting the same thing. And that's the operational definition of insanity in a mental instance. And when you're doing it on a physical, emotional, and spiritual aspect added to that, that leads you to the mayhem and the dissonance that we have not only in our minds but in our spirits when it comes to doing this work.
Yeah, most definitely. And I was just saying earlier, like, I agree with you. Some people would consider that to be harsh, and maybe because of the way that we deal in society, you know, we just automatically put things on it because we don't really talk sometimes, you know, we don't talk directly, you know, but we need to start speaking more directly. So I'm definitely with you on that. I agree with you. I appreciate that. And we're going to continue here. Once again, if you're joining, you're on Trophy Speaks on NSF Radio. Thank you for joining us. We have our guest, Nathan Lopez. In the house, and we're going to go ahead and open the lines up a little bit more before we kind of get into some things that happened this week, because I'm very interested in hearing him. He's put some great stuff out, but, you know, on TikTok, we might only get about, you know, 59 seconds here or there, so I'm actually interested in letting him kind of cook on some of this stuff. But we're going to go ahead. I just want to introduce you guys to some stuff coming up. We have other radio shows that come on here on NSF Radio, so just want to go ahead and remind you about a couple things real quick, so we'll take a little bit of time to pay the bills, kind of, sort of, so to speak. So,
what's going on? You're listening to Midnight Oil with King Cam on NSF Radio, where you get music, motivation, and more.
All right, so that's King Cam. He's with us. He comes on the same link on NSF Radio. If you're somebody who's going to subscribe, hopefully you are. He's somebody that comes on Mondays and Wednesdays at 10 o'clock p.m., goes from 10 p.m. to 12 midnight. So if you're interested, he's somebody that comes out, actually gives you a lot of musical selections, and then also has some deep speech. He's talked about Kimmon a little bit. He's talked about different things in history from the African diaspora. He also gave us a little bit last week. Earlier this week, he talked about relationships and how and intimacy. So if you're interested in getting a nice little show to relax with, check him out. He's on Mondays and Wednesdays. Also, myself and my brother, Brother Alfred, we're on here every Thursday together, 1 o'clock p.m., where we co-host together. And so thank you guys for listening in. Also, take time out, whether it's NSF Radio stuff, whether it's Copia 40 stuff, or even Copia 40 stuff on NSF Radio, you can go to nsfatherhood.org. That's N-S, N as in national, S as in saving, fatherhood.org. Go there and check out what we're doing. We're trying to help fathers. We're trying to help people in the community. And in order to do that, we need to be able to have some help. We have people that are helping us financially, but we even have classes for fathers. We have ways of helping men to be able to understand how to speak to women, different things like that. So please come out and check that stuff out when you have the time. Once again, go to nsfatherhood.org. And if you would like to, feel free to go ahead and go on there and even download, you know, the link for this show or be somebody that subscribes. So you can go to nsfatherhood.org, go and click on NSF Radio at the top. Once you click on that, go to Blog Talk Radio. And as soon as you do that, you'll see our show pop up or our link rather pop up. Just sign up right there. And as soon as you sign up, every time that we get ready to go, you'll be able to tune in live. And if you can't tune in live for whatever reason, feel free to, stream it at another time. So thank you guys for tuning in. We'll go ahead and leave the rest of that for later on. And so some of you have been waiting patiently. I know some of you might just be listening to the show, or you might be calling in to talk to T. Nathan or even myself. So we'll give you guys that opportunity right now. And so I'm going to go to I see you guys on here. I see 575-702-832-904-202. We're going to try and hit as many as possible. So just be ready. I'm just going to call out your numbers because I don't have your names on here. So if you can, just be ready. So 575, if you would like to, you're on NSF Radio with Kofi and T. Nathan. Is there anything that you'd like to ask or talk about? Okay, 575, you're on with us?
I'm a 575 number. That would be me. I'm Vanessa.
Oh, okay.
Hi, hey. Vanessa. Yes. Hi, Queen.
Hey,
how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
Good. Good. I got tons of questions, but I guess one of my main questions would be, would you date somebody with four kids?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Was that for me? Oh, yeah. Date. I married somebody with four kids. What are you talking about, date? Yeah, I understand the nature of that question coming, and I want to say this. A man's responsibility as a king is to take on the responsibility of those men who have failed their responsibility also. So a king is not just responsible for just what he does. He is responsible for spreading what he does and enforcing. If somebody fails to raise a king or a queen, it is our community's responsibility to step in and raise those kings and queens, because we cannot continue to complain about the fact that we are having these issues if we're not stepping up to the bat and doing what is necessary. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, most definitely.
Absolutely. Okay. That was my only question.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you for being on. And we appreciate
thank you, Queen.
The question.
I'll talk to you
thank
later.
Thank you for being on, Queen. We appreciate that.
Okay.
And also, too, that's something very important. Not only that, he kind of alluded to it, but I would also say, you know, for those of us in the community as well, we have to also have to understand that there are many men and many children who don't have, you know, a father in their lives. So definitely we've got to look at being father figures. You know, that's one thing that I take very seriously, the men and the young men and the young women that are to be, you know, any of them that are in my presence, some of them that I've even kind of sort of, you can kind of sort of almost like in a father type role or stepfather type role sometimes with the closeness we've had in the past. You got to always think about that. So thank you for that question. Next, I'm coming to 702 I have next here. If you are on, you're on NSF Radio, or Kofi speaks on NSF Radio with Kofi and T. Nathan today. Is there anything that you would like to ask?
Oh, what's up? Not particularly. Hi, T. Nathan. This is Ralph.
What's up, Ralph? How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? I didn't really have a question planned, but I guess I'll just ask a general question. What do you do when you feel the fatigue of activism?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
I said, what do you do when you feel the fatigue of activism?
I feel the fatigue of activism, I understand it. I don't feel it. I feel the fatigue comes when I'm in activism, and that's the state of not caring or working towards goals. So as long, and I think that's because of how I am built or how the ancestors blessed me, because there are too many things out here to address that are not being addressed. And people will tell you to pick your battles, and I say, I think you're looking at it from the wrong perspective. You look at it that there is only one battle, and that is a battle against oppression. It just has many forms. So the deeper you get into addressing these issues, actually the fewer battles you have to fight, because you're fighting that one battle that all of these other distractions stem from. I think some of you all, you fight intensely on a symptom instead of addressing the problem. And so I think you're getting burnt. You get burnt out of the fatigue, because as long as you're not fighting the problem and you're just fighting the symptom, then the symptom continues to regenerate. And if you don't grasp that, you will burn yourself out, because you're not getting the energy you need from fighting the problem. You're just fighting the symptom. And you're putting your all into that symptom, but you're failing to realize that the tree has roots, and fighting a branch all the time that continues to grow back, I think that will tire you out. But for you, Ralph, I'm going to put this personally. For you, you are one of those people I was talking about, that you're too young to be carrying the weight of battling roots on your own. That's why, welcome to the fold. You understand that it's not a besmirching of your character in any way, or shape, or form to say that. It is a recognition that we do not get anywhere without instruction or practice and how to do it. See, we have a generation that has thrown our children proverbially to the wolves of fighting with no weapons, or no, just say, well, you'll figure it out as you go. No, we're supposed to be standing there like in the Ashanti rites of passage and showing you how to. And too many of us have abdicated that responsibility. And then we wonder why you all are floundering the way you all are at times. And that's our responsibility. Mm-hmm. So what I'm trying to create with that is say we need – it's like the question that Vanessa asked me earlier about, would I date someone with children? Why wouldn't I? My question is, would she? I meant to ask her that, and I'll get an answer from that later. But the thing is, we have to step into that breach that is being created by those who have abdicated that responsibility and feel it. And the ancestors have just empowered me to do that, and there's others who will be empowered to do that also. It's not your responsibility to get burnt out. It is our responsibility to shelter you as you learn to find that source of strength that allows you to push through that. Yeah. Right. So
it's like Common says,
hope that helps.
Takes the wisdom of the elders and the young people's energy.
And it takes that. But it takes that. But until you get that wisdom, you don't even know how to expend your energy. And that's what you'll see. Some of you all are spending your energy on things that it's not the time or the place to even address.
I apologize. I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry. But yeah, so I,
no, go
I
ahead.
Was going to add real quick. I think his brother's name was Rob. If
Rob.
You're
yeah.
when you're dealing with this stuff, also too, remember that like I put it like this, real quick categories. There's being smart, then there's being intelligent, then there's having you know, power, and then there's having wisdom, right? Smart is the capacity, right? So a lot of people are smart.
Right.
A lot of us have a certain amount of capacity we can put stuff in. Then you have knowledge. Knowledge then becomes intimacy. Like the word to know somebody, even when you go back into ancient language, to know somebody literally means to like be intimate, to become one with them, right? So a lot
right.
of it takes, it's time to do that. You know, like I'm still young myself. I'm only 37. I don't consider myself to be really as wise as some people consider me to be, but I know a little bit more because I've taken a lot of time to become intimate with it. I've been out in the street. I've marched with people. I've done meaningless stuff sometimes with people. I've been wrong enough in my life, you know, like I've taken time to become intimate with the process, right? But you have wisdom, then you have knowledge, and then after that, you know, then you start talking about power. But what is wisdom that comes after that? Wisdom is the use of knowledge, you know, or they say knowledge is power, so you have power, but then wisdom is the use of knowledge. So wise dom, you know, you become wise through your intimacy through that time, and then you can start to dominate. And until then, like, we should use the dominant minds, even the elders. You know, I go to people in their 80s, their 90s, like, for example, for marriage advice. Yeah, I'll talk to people that are at the same level as I am, but if you don't think that I'm going to make sure that I talk to people who've been married 30, 40, 50 years, if I want to make it work, you know, I'm not going to just talk to
right.
anybody. Like, if you've been married 2 years and I've been married 10, and you coming to me trying to tell me stuff, that's nice and everything, but I need to listen to somebody who's already been there, done that, too. You know, so it's
right,
nice and everything.
Right.
You know, or even if it's somebody that's been divorced, you know, like, you know, I'm going to be honest, I'm on marriage number two. I didn't know how to treat a woman when I first got married and stuff. And so, you know, I learned from that. But also, you know, I've talked to other people, not to people who have never had any issues and won't tell you that they truthfully have issues all the time. I've talked to people who have had issues because I want to make
right.
sure that I don't repeat the same mistake. So it's the same thing, you know, when you're talking about it. We shouldn't put that responsibility on you. And it's because you've had it put on you, and a lot of people do, they kind of feel like, yeah, I'm going to do it on my own, but you should never be in that. And that's a mistake that was done to us. Our parents sometimes and our direct ancestors sometimes never took time out to make sure that they were passing on things to us and taking some of that off of us, including, you know, when children are living with their parents.
Yeah.
In the Black community, for whatever reason, we act like that's a bad thing. It's like, no, like, why should, you know, let your child get the experiences that they need if they can. I'm not saying let them not have them work or do anything, but it's okay for them to go through the same experiences, to learn different things and stuff. But we'll do stuff where, like, you know, you're 17, you're 18, get out my house. And I didn't train you how to even get out my house before I kicked you out. You know, so now you got to
right.
take on the world. And what are you going to do? So, of course, you're going to flounder
exactly.
or fall or be making decisions that you shouldn't be making, you know, and that's on us. So you know, always remember that, you know, and always try to attach yourself to people who not only, of course, they should care about you, have your best interest at heart, but also, you know, make sure that you always have some elders in your back pocket, you know, that you can, that they don't mind, you know, you call them 2-3 o'clock in the morning if necessary because they're into you. They want you to grow, and they understand that
right.
when you grow, then we grow together.
Right.
But,
exactly.
Yeah, but thanks for the call, Rob. I appreciate it. Hopefully I'll be able to talk to you some more. You sound like a great guy. But I'm going to go ahead and continue on to the next person if we can before we kind of open back up with T. Nathan. I will try to involve some of the other callers. I see we have a lot of callers, so I apologize if we can't get to everybody today. I might have to see about maybe sometime in the future, seeing if he can come back, because everybody wants to be able to talk to our brother, which is great. I'm going to go to 202. If 202 is on the line, don't know if they have anything they want to say or if they're just listening in, but if you'd like to, 202, you're on the line now with Kofi Speaks on NSF Radio with Kofi and T. Nathan. Is there anything you'd like to ask or talk about?
Hi. I think I'm on. Hi,
yeah.
This is a great show, T. Nathan. Thank you so much for being on. I have some questions
yes,
for you.
Yes, queen.
One of them random. I'm getting some Virgo vibes. You can answer that if you want to or not, but I'm hearing like a Virgo.
I'm going to tell you, let me answer that one. My birthday, what is today? The 26th.
My birthday is a month and 3 days from now.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
Scorpio.
So,
a Scorpio vibe.
Okay. All right. Those are those spiritual vibes, too. And then I had a question because you mentioned the spiritual aspect of this battle, and I really wanted,
right.
if you can, to speak on that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Before he does, real quick,
this is my wife on TikTok. Y'all know her as Bloom and Flourish, but this is my wife, so just want to say, hey, babe. But go ahead and answer, King.
For so long, we have treated this battle against oppression like it was just a physical thing, like if we just broke the chains, we could be free. And then once we broke the chains, we tried to treat it like an intellectual thing, like if we could just get people to see us and understand that we think and process the same way to humanize ourselves. And then we went into the 60s and thought the civil rights battle, and it was an emotional battle where we tell people that you just feel us, feel what we've been through, feel how we are treated. All that failed. All that failed because of the fact that we did not go back to our roots, which were spiritual, and combine them. It's like trying to make bricks with no straw, and we're missing the straw of spirituality in making these bricks. So our spirit, and you have to understand, for me, when I say spirit, I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about that which makes us connected to that which exists throughout the universe. We are part of the universe, but we also are a universe into ourselves. And it gets me into this philosophy I started to develop with Prince Daniel, and it's about the understanding, understanding, and overstanding. And before you can have these discussions, you have to first understand. And understanding is about knowing who you are. Knowing who you are completely, the things you like, things you don't like, the things you hide, the things you feel ashamed of. You have to come to grips with all those because those are who make you who you are. And once you do that, you understand that your place in the universe is based upon that understanding of self. And once you understand and you understand, then you can overstand the bigger picture. And until you do that first step, which is the spiritual step of understanding who you are. The other two, you cannot do completely. You just like in Plato's cave, looking at shadows on the wall and thinking you're seeing the real world. Your spirit is your guide. Your spirit is that which connects you to other people and to say that while something may make logical sense, it's not right to do it. Because if we are intellectually honest with ourselves, the idea of oppression makes logical sense because somebody would want to have their existence made easier by depending on the labor of somebody else. That's logical sense. But spiritually, we know that that is a bankrupt philosophy. So we have to treat it not just like it's a fallacy of, oh, don't you understand? Yeah, I understand. It makes perfect sense. But don't you overstand that spiritually that is a bankrupt position, and that's a moral bankrupt position. And we don't struggle against it because it doesn't make logical sense. We struggle against it because our spirit cries out for it. We just haven't been not listening or using the spirit as a part of this battle, and we must. We must. Like I say, it's not about religion. It's about the fact that they're just as, and I say as human beings, but if you understand that I understand that we are also universal beings because we were created of a universe that did not leave us but infused itself into us. So just as externally infinite as the universe is, we are internally as infinite. And if you once you understand that infinity that lies within, you have a better appreciation for that infinity that lies without. Okay.
Nope. Yeah.
I hope that addressed your question. I'm saying that was awesome. Are you speaking of the interconnectedness of all things also? I think that's what I was hearing.
Yes, the interconnectedness of the, and there's several. Let me get this right. There's a spiritual interconnectedness of all living things, but there's still a connection with all things. And it's not mean I can go outside and talk to my car. That's not what it's about. But it's an idealism that we inhabit the same universe, and therefore we have to acknowledge that inhabitants of that same universe. With the spiritual connection of sentient beings, we have to acknowledge that we are a part. The pain that we experience in the universe, have you ever looked at a situation? You could be watching it on television. You have no direct connection physically to the situation you're watching, but there's something inside of you that breaks and cries and empathizes with that person that's going through that situation. That is the spiritual connection we have. And when you allow that spiritual connection to flow and be unrestricted, you cannot watch the suffering of others and not do something about it. You know, you have to consciously cut that connection off to do that. If you don't, literally, some people feel the pain that are empathic, but some people cannot, we cannot help but to want to do something, because easing their pain in turn eases our pain at their pain.
Yeah, most definitely. And when you were talking, King, too, I just wanted to add, to throw this in, too. That's why it's important for us as brothers to show that that's something that we can do as well. When you were speaking earlier about, you know, us laying down, you know, kind of a path or, you know, that gauntlet, if you will, you know, for others to come behind, we also have to be careful that we don't become people that never show any of those things as well. You know, a lot of us grew up with that, you know, our fathers, especially usually our fathers. Sometimes we had strong, you know, strong or mothers that felt they had to be strong when they, you know, should have had somebody else to be there with them too. But, you know, normally our fathers, to show that they were strong, they would never show us any tears. Or sometimes, you know, some people have never, I've literally dealt with men before where they start crying and they don't even know how to deal with it because they've never taken time out to just cry. So, you know,
right.
I even think that's something too, that's part of that understanding, you know, from the, how you were saying, and I think that'd be part of that understanding of even seeing that's part of the mechanism, you know, of life, of universal principles,
right.
You know, of godlike behavior, et cetera. You know, these are things that if we don't execute
exactly
those things, then it also becomes tough for us to even stand up for others.
Yeah. Like you just said, until we understand who we are, I can't understand who you are. I can't. And by not understanding who you are, I can't overstand our position in the universe in relationship to each other. So if I'm not understanding myself, I'm not understanding you, so I treat you as an enemy. When in actuality, if I understood myself, I would understand that you're just a being navigating your way through the universe also. And that's what we're sometimes missing. I wanted to address the issue you especially raised about men being taught by society to what manhood is based upon these outdated Western colonized attitudes, right? And that's one of the things I tell my indigenous brothers and sisters and those of us who descended from the diaspora, is that we have to get back to understanding who we are, who we were before colonization.
Yes.
What you see that is taking place in the continent that they call Africa now, I call Kemet because Africa means conquest or conquered lands. But in the diaspora or even in the Americas where the indigenous people have been conquered, the same principles and cultures that have been applied to our men are in both. And we have to get back to the fact that we have to understand that the greatest pharaohs, the greatest kings, the greatest emperors of our pre-colonialized culture were loved and respected by their people, and they in turn loved and respected their people. It was like the king, even though he might have been insulated. He could have insulated himself against the drought, but he opened the storerooms that were reserved for this, for his people, because he felt their pain. You know, we have to realize that we're dealing in a society that is, you know, people tell me about, well, it's a democracy. And I say, that's fine for you all. Democracy was created in Greece, not Egypt. And that is the point that some people have this illusion that we're operating in these systems because we have sold to the world that the Constitution of the United States is the best thing since the invention of the wheel. When in turn, when you say that, are you realizing that you are trying to devalue civilizations that were 2,000 or 3,000 years old before the first Constitution was ever written in this country? So you have to understand, you get all of these taken into consideration when you understand that the culture we live in as a worldwide culture influenced by Western civilization, especially the United States, is a culture predicated on the marginalized groups of men being turned against each other. But the only way that could happen was first they had to be turned against themselves. And by being turned against themselves, you get this dialogue that we can't have emotion, because to have emotion would mean that we are weak. But in turn, by not having emotions, that is a weakness, because the emotions allow us to care about those we love or say we love, and also to care about them so deeply that we step up and defend them. You know, it is no point in time where a young princess or a young queen should have to be fighting a battle for her very life while a king sits on a couch and calls it a throne. See, true kings are, we've been taught this image that kings sit on the throne and they stay away from the battle and they order things. No, a true king rides into battle first because his people are following.
Matter of fact, that's what happened to Tut, right? He was training.
Yes.
He was young still, but he was in training and he fell off his chariot. And when he injured himself in training himself, that's actually what caused his death. So, yeah.
Yeah, it led to his death. And we learn to, when we're not in touch with our emotions, we are not in touch with, we can't see betrayal. Because we're so out of touch with our emotions that our emotions are warning us. It's like I tell queens, I always listen to their intuition because of the fact that they are in touch with their emotions, because we have been misled to be out of touch with ours. And I tell, you know, Malcolm said the black woman is the most disrespected woman in the country, and that is true. And I look at it, some of it, and a lot of it comes from our black men, because we don't want to acknowledge the fact that the black woman has gone through the very struggles that we have gone through and done it in high heels with makeup on and walking backwards, and they still never let us fail and let us down, but we in turn continue to let them down, and that's not acceptable. You know, these are some things that, you know, we talk about the external threats to our community, and they are varied, but we must get back to who we are supposed to be before we can even address the enemy that we need to go through. And I know that's hard for some people to hear, but yeah, we must fight with ourselves first before we can fight outside of ourselves.
Yeah, most definitely. So we're coming towards the end of the show. But we still have about 4 minutes or so before we kind of got to get ready to close out. So I just want to say thank you guys for being on once again. You're on Kofi Speaks on Blog Talk Radio. We have the king himself, King Nathan, today. We're thankful for him. Real quick, we talked about different things you can do. Please check out King Cam's show. It'll be here on Monday at 10 o'clock p.m. It goes from 10 to 12 on Mondays and Wednesdays. If you want to, on Thursday, check myself out and Brother Alfred out as well. I co-host the show with him on Thursdays, and then every Saturday I'm right back here at 1 o'clock p.m. And we have some pretty great guests lined up. I'm thankful to T. Nathan being one of them. Also, too, I'm sorry, babe, we kept on talking. I want to make sure that I shout out my queen that was on, Bloom and Flourish on here, my Queen Maya for being on here and speaking. And go follow her if you can on TikTok as well. She's at Bloom and Flourish. That's B-L-O-O-M, the letter N, F-L-O-U-R-I-S-H, Bloom and Flourish. And also, too, if you're looking for anything that has to do with Copia 40 stuff or even things having to do with SOC and other things I'm a part of, just look up hashtag Find Kofi. You can Google it. You can look it up on TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, Halanas, YouTube, et cetera, and you'll be able to see what's going on. Is there anything else that you would, King, is there anything coming up that you want the people to know about and make sure that they're aware of?
Of course. I want you all to, this is the thing I want to close with for my part. I challenge you all to do a random act of kindness. Today I will be doing the grilling for those who happen to be homeless. And I do this and I use my platform to spread it because I want to challenge people to understand that activism isn't something that's far away. It's right where you are. You know, we talk about donating money to causes far away, but what are you doing in your community to actually make your community better? So that's what I challenge you all to do. Today, do a random act of kindness for someone and watch how your spirit responds. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for being on, and that's awesome. And matter of fact, we used to do something like that. We used to try and say every Friday, you know, every Friday, or well, I think it was every first Friday or something of the month, we would try to ask people to go in their community and give something specific, and that's awesome. So you heard the challenge. You know, you can start right now. You can go out today if you're on your phone. You can take your phone out right now, take some of those canned items that you know you ain't going to use and you haven't used in a month anyways. You keep saying you're going to put it on something and you haven't put it on anything yet. Take that thing out and find somebody who can use it. You know, we used to be going back to even not even too far back, even in times past colonization. Wasn't too long ago that you could go right outside and you know, knock on the next door neighbor's door and ask him for some butter or some sugar or some milk, or you know, grandmama and them knew you well enough where even if nobody came and talked to him, you come home and grandma would be like, hey, go knock on so-and-so's door, go knock on Miss Shirley's door because, you know, I want to give him some food. And you didn't know as a little child what was going on, but come to find out as you got older, grandmama knew that Miss Shirley wasn't doing too well. So there's always something
that we can
do to help. And so we're thankful for that. So once again,
always.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry. What did you say?
I just like to shout out to the fold. Thank you all for thank them for joining me here. I can't shout y'all individually, but we are us. Thank you.
Oh, okay. No problem. Yeah, thanks to the fold. Hashtag fold. Hashtag dawn of the fold. Thank you guys for listening in. Thank you for everybody who participated today. I'm sorry. I see that I don't know if I got to 904 or 817 or 267. I apologize. Like I said, at some point, maybe we'll have to bring our brother on, you know, later down the road. We know he's very busy, but I appreciate the time that he gave. And, you know, feel free once again to check out what's going on at NS Fatherhood. That's N is in National, S is in Saving, Fatherhood, nsfatherhood.org. Please check it out and see what you can do to help. That's a place that where we help all over the place, so that can be local help or if you need help. Matter of fact, there are classes, like I was saying earlier, that are given every 25th of the month. You can go on Zoom, and we actually help out people with things having to deal with fathers. Just to let you know, also, too, El Kofi Affordable Class as well.
Matter of fact, there are classes, like I was saying earlier, that are given.
So with Kofi 40 stuff, if you'd like to be able to find out what's going on with that, just go to kofi-40.com. That's kofi-ofori.com. We've got some new classes coming up if you're interested in different classes and being part of SOC University and our family. But I thank you guys. I appreciate the King and Queen of each and every one of you. And even if you're not living inside of that kingdom or queendom yet, I appreciate the potential King and Queen in each and every one of you. As always, I want you to remember that you are loved, you are necessary, you are majestic, you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and you, which is all of us working together, will be the reason why this world changes for the better. Thank you so much for being on. I wish you shalom, which means peace, and I wish you kahoshi, which means the ability to have peace that's so strong that it breaks through all the chains that are on your life. Have a blessed one.
They all come along like Eyal to Yahshua. Eyal, come along like Eyal to Elohim. Eyal, come along like Eyal to Yahshua, my Savior. Elohim, like Big Brah, come along. Made in God's image, coming from a real life, can't be worldly.